joining me. I appreciate it. I know everybody will be so thrilled to hear your story because it can resonate with so many of us on so many different levels.
Well, heck, and this is exciting to be here with you. Like, I love your idea for your podcast because I was like, this is so much fun. I love collecting people's stories. I think that's one of my favorite parts in interviewing different people is just, you know, getting their story. So, yeah, thank you.
Perfect. So I wanted to welcome you. Welcome Megan Wood. She is a high mental performance coach. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what that is and then tell us your story?
Sure, we can totally do that. And it is funny because like I'm always interviewing other people and asking other people about their stories. And in fact, it was funny because the person that I actually just interviewed, he was like, yeah, it's kind of funny telling your own story. It can be a little hard. So I'll tell a little bit about myself and then, yeah, we'll jump into the story. But basically, high performance for me is all about being the best version of you. And it's basically figuring out what is, you know, what are your authentic desires? What is it that you really want to accomplish in your life? You know, it may even be bigger than you ever imagined, but basically it's figuring out what it is you really want and then achieving it essentially. And so that's what I do as a high performance coach. And it's really evolved over the years. And we'll hear more about that in my story.
Okay. Sounds good.
Absolutely. So you want me to just dive in? Should we do that?
Yeah. Let's just take a deep dive in.
Okay. Sounds good. So for your listeners, hello, everybody. So like Deanna said, my name's Megan Wood and I grew up in Hawaii, which I always love saying that because I'm not gonna lie, I feel pretty blessed being from there. It's a great place. But I'm actually the whitest person you'll ever meet. I have totally white skin and it doesn't like to tan. So it's always kind of a fun thing. And, but I grew up there. And, you know, just had a really good life, you know, like I met lots of cultures and got to grow up with a lot of cool people. And I love people, you know, I love people and cultures. And that's kind of, you know, one of the big things that stuck out to me growing up. And so when I went to college, originally when I was in high school, I grew up thinking that I was going to, you know, become a doctor, that I was going to go to medical school. And me and my best friend, we even started, you know, kind of this little project in school called Mobile Doctors. It was pretty funny. We would go around taking different teachers' blood pressures and, you know, which you can only imagine how high that was after teaching class, right? You know, so anyway, and so we did cool stuff like that. But I also always really loved cultures and people and just languages. And so when I went to college, you know, I intended to first major in microbiology and all that, but I guess just when I had started or something, there was a space in my schedule. And so I couldn't take the science classes I wanted to. And I was kind of bummed. I was like, dang it. You know, I want to be on track. I want to get things done and just accomplish my life instantaneously. Right. And, I can't do that. And so anyway, with that space, I went home for Christmas break and was just trying to figure out, I was like, okay, fine. What do I do? And I remember looking in an encyclopedia one day of different writing systems. And in that, I saw the Arabic script. And I was like, what is that? I don't know what that even says. And so I thought that was really cool and wanted to know more about it. I wanted to know what did that script say. And so I signed up for my first Arabic class and kind of the rest was history after that. I decided to major in Arabic and kept working on it. I got to study in Egypt, had an amazing time over there. It's still one of my favorite places on this planet. Very cool people, very cool place. And just fell in love with the Middle East. And then came graduation time. And I had no idea what to do with Arabic when I graduated. I was, you know, growing up, like I had thought so much that it was medicine that I wanted. And you know, I thought I knew pretty well what I was going to do. I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to graduate high school. I'm going to go get my college degree, go to medical school and, you know, get old and die or something. So, you know, it all seemed pretty clear to me. And then I got to a point when I didn't know what was next. And that was kind of terrifying. You know, I really hadn't thought much about that. I'd never really been in that position. I just kind of went through my life, just kind of floating along and hadn't really dreamed too big. Like, you know, I thought I'd do some things and, you know, medical school certainly would have been big and all that. And I was like, okay, sure, that just seems like a good thing to do, and just kind of went with it, and definitely had some great adventures along the way. But I found myself in this place where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so it was at that point that I was like, okay, well, who needs an Arabic speaker? The government. The government needs an Arabic speaker. And so I went to work for the Department of Defense and had never had any idea of working for them before. And it was certainly interesting. It was a very good time. Well, on some levels, I learned a lot in that time and had some wonderful experiences. I really truly learned to live on my own for the first time. Like, college is kind of an interesting experience. You kind of learn to be independent, but it's once you go out and start really, working and paying your bills and doing all that stuff. And so for me, it was kind of this, it was a big deal. It was a big time for me. But while I was working for the Department of Defense, I kind of realized that I wasn't doing the work that I really wanted to be doing. And for those of you out there that, maybe you're in a position like that right now, or maybe you've been there, you know how that can feel.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet. I'm sure you can relate. And you just really start to feel bored, and it can actually manifest itself in a lot of different ways, I think. And so for me, it manifests itself as being insanely bored at my desk. I'd show up for work, and I'm deeply grateful for the experience. I don't want anyone to think that I'm not grateful and that, it wasn't part of my path, and I love the theme of your podcast, Deanna, that it's like obstacles really are stepping stones, because they are.
They are.
And so what I was going through, just kind of this feeling of like, I am dying slowly at my desk. I don't want to be here. I really did feel that way. And it started getting really loud, and I couldn't ignore it. And it was also at this time that, I was just shifting so much in my personal life. I was getting ready to get married, and that was huge in of itself. I was like, wow, that's big and scary too. And, just had a lot of, good friends, and again, just kind of new part of my life. And so I decided at one point to start working with a life coach. And that's when, one of my great friends and mentors came into my life. And I actually met her through my now husband. And so, we met up, and she was, beginning her coaching practice very much as well. And so, I decided to try it out and see what it was all about. What is this life coaching thing? I really never knew much about it. And so I started getting into life coaching for myself. And when I started going through that, I was like, wow, this is huge. This really does help. And I decided that that was something I also wanted to do for other people too. And so I started playing around with that as well. And then eventually I decided to leave the government, and I did. And that was pretty scary. And there was all kinds of stuff going on in life, and there always is, right? And there's never a perfect time to start just about anything. But, once you feel that it's right, you just got to go for it. So I did. And it's, there's been plenty of obstacles along the way. And so I'm just trying to think of like how much more to tell. I mean, goodness, like I feel like I could talk all day. I don't want to take all day though. So I know you guys don't have that. But anyway, and so I kept learning how to coach and just kind of kept sticking with it. Along the way, of course, I had questions. I was like, well, what is the greatest way to serve people? I know I want to work with people. I know I love people and really want to help improve this, make this world a better place, right? I think we all do at our in our In our heart of hearts, I think all of us really do want to make the world a better place. And so a lot, it kind of came down to that question, how do I want to make the world a better place? Well, I had always thought it was going to be through being a doctor. I thought that was the best way to do it. And certainly being a doctor is a wonderful thing. I have different friends that are doctors, and I really honor what they do, and I think it's fabulous. I did come to a point though where and actually had been a few times along the way where I was like, is that really what I want to be doing? And I'd kind of always question it a little bit, and I wasn't really sure what was there for me. I was like, well, there's something about it that's interesting, so I'll keep pursuing it. But then there were also things I was like, it doesn't really feel quite right. But anyway, but you go along with the best information that you have, right?
Exactly.
You take action, you get inspiration, you just kind of keep going. So I took the pre-med classes, had a blast with them. I think biochemistry is probably one of the best classes I've ever taken. It's very interesting. One of the most pertinent classes I've ever taken. And I actually, it was funny because my husband was in the Navy all during this time, and we moved to the Middle East. We went to Bahrain while I'm like in the middle of figuring my life out, right?
Wow.
Doing all, yeah, I know, it was great, great timing. And while I was, figuring things out, continuing coaching, also working in some other things, I decided that I needed to go home to Hawaii to do some pre-med courses. And I was just like, you know what? That feels right. And it was actually, I decided this while I was on an awesome retreat over in Cape Verde with my coach as well. And we were doing some really cool stuff. We did a healing retreat and also got to do some cool work over there in Cape Verde. And so I just felt, I was like, hey, I need to go back to Hawaii and do these pre-med courses. And so I decided to. And it, certainly wasn't easy because my husband and I, we've already gone through different separations because of military service, right? And then we'd moved to the Middle East, and then I was like, hey, I'm going to go halfway across the world. In fact, to exactly the other side of the world, like as far away from you as I can, and I'm going to go study pre-med stuff. Great, see ya. And so you can imagine how that went. And so definitely that was a hardship as well. But I just kind of went with it. And I think if there's anything that I would love for people to know is that I feel like it comes down to faith and grit, or faith and determination, however you want to call it, because you got to have the faith that you faith enough to follow the inspiration that's coming to you in your life, and then the grit to see it through. You really do. The grit, the determination, whatever you want to call it, you got to have the determination to see it through. And so I went to Hawaii, kept studying, did the pre-med courses, took the MCAT, did actually pretty well, which I was like, wow, really? I was kind of like, wow, because that was a brain-munching test, I really have to say. But anyway, it was when I went to Hawaii that I actually then came across another opportunity, and it was all about mental wellness. It was, the opportunity to partner with the first mental wellness company, which I know you know all about that.
I
And
do.
so, yes. And so, you can definitely tell folks more about that later. But it was really cool when that opportunity then came into my life. So many things came together, and it just felt so right. And I knew that that was part of what I wanted to do. And it all really just started clicking. And I just kept going with it. And so, again, I kept following the breadcrumbs, kept following the inspiration that came to me. And so, over time, my coaching has really turned into high performance coaching with a strong emphasis on high mental wellness. And so, really, what I do with people, I do two different things. I offer, one-on-one coaching to help people essentially figure out their true authentic selves. You got to figure out who you really are. If you don't know who you really are, then I think that you're going to go down a lot of rabbit holes, and it may not all be good, and hopefully it leads you eventually to where you want to go. But I think the clearer you can get on who you really are and who you want to be and the life you want to be living and the work you want to do, that's what it's all about. That's when the magic happens in your life. And so that's really what my coaching has turned into. And then I also have a second passion of working with humanitarian entrepreneurs who really want to create a life and business they love, and then also create high mental wellness for themselves at the same time. So those are kind of the two things that I really love to do. And, it's taken a while to really morph it and turn it into what I really wanted it to be. But I know that all along the way, as I kind of came across these different hardships and was kind of like, I don't know what to do right now. What it really came down to was just having that faith and having that determination, really believing that, yes, things can be better, things can change. And not only can they, I want them to. And then having the determination to actually see it through and to continue, because life is going to keep on throwing challenges at you. You're going to have a whole lot of different times when you are feeling so just unclear on what the next steps are to move forward. You may not be sure at all. And maybe some of you are feeling that right now, but just know that the answer is always there. And actually it's really is inside of you. That might sound slightly cliche, but it's true. You always have the answer within you. And so if you can have faith in that, and then take action on it, faith plus works always, then you're going to make it through, and it's going to be great. And you're going to actually be pretty surprised, I think, and actually in a great way, because you're going to see things are going to be even better than you thought. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. Like I feel bad. I feel like it was kind of all over the place. Like it's so funny. Whenever I tell my own story, I'm like, whoa, it's kind of everywhere. But
Isn't that what life is?
yeah. But isn't that what life is?
I mean, isn't that how you got to where you are? You were all over the place,
You're right.
literally. You were literally, physically all over the place to get to this moment in time. And I always feel like you were saying, how there's always challenges along the road. And I think that, it's kind of like those are different opportunities, and they're there, but they won't be seen by you until you're ready to see them. So they may have been there all along, maybe 20 years ago, a similar kind of thing would have led you to the same place, but you weren't ready for that yet. You hadn't experienced what you needed to experience, and that journey within yourself that led you to the point where you want to lead others so that they don't, waste time, waste energy on something that isn't perfect for them, and you try to help them find what that is. If that makes any kind of
Absolutely.
sense, I know I ramble.
No, absolutely, Deanna. No, you are so right. And it's true. And in fact, maybe we're both just rambling. Who knows? But sometimes it's in the rambling that you find the answers, right?
Right.
And it's true. Sometimes you just have to throw out a word salad and you'll figure it out along the way. And it's only by talking about this stuff and sharing it and trying out new things, right? Again, kind of rambling in life, maybe. Now, of course, obviously the whole, you want to get to a place where you're very decisive and you make your choices. But at the same time, it really is all about the journey, and the journey is where the fun is at. And so when you try those new things and just kind of follow your gut instinct and try out those little bits of inspiration that are coming to you, that's when you have some real fun. Sometimes you're going to get into some trouble too, or like,
If
but it could be fun.
you're not getting into trouble, you're not having fun.
Exactly, right? Like you're going to find yourself in some good situations and then some situations that, I don't know, I guess you could call it trouble, but ultimately, I don't know. I feel like it actually becomes some really good stories later on. And, and it ultimately all turns out to be fun. And I think when you get into that perspective of where you're just like, well, you know what? It's all working out for my good. Then it all does work for your good. And that's such a great place to be, because I think if we let it, ultimately all things do work out for our good. I think God, the universe, however you like to refer to it, for me, it's God. But ultimately, I think God wants us to have different experiences in our lives, right? And and he does want all things to work out great for us. And so even when you're having your hardest days and having those different obstacles, that's really you just receiving life experience. And then you're going to be able to pass that on to the next person who needs that inspiration, who needs that hand to help them up. And it's just all going to be really awesome.
Well, if you think about it, if we go back, he was a teacher. Aren't we all just teachers? Aren't we all just teaching what we've learned along the way?
And yeah, and I love that, Deanna, because I remember my mentor at one point, she said that to me. She was like, Megan, I'm not really a lot, it's not like I'm a guru or so, she's like, I don't want to be a guru, I'm just a little bit further along the path than you are. I've, just gone through some more things before you did, and so there you go. It's not like I'm inherently more special than you or anything. It's just that maybe I'm a little further along the path than you are. And I think that's really true. And that's how it works for all of us, And that's what's beautiful too, is that we all are picking up different things along the way. And you're meant to share those things with the world. Our experiences really become our opportunities for helping other people. So own it, folks.
Own it. Own it. I saw, and I want to tell everybody about this. You had a post that just blew my mind because it touched me, not in the way that I am, but in the way that I have seen so many of my friends. And that was your post about being a chameleon.
It's funny. So I put that post out yesterday, and that's something that's been on my mind a few times before. And yesterday just kind of felt like the right time to put it out. And that's something that I felt, trying to think how to say it. I didn't realize that I was being a chameleon until I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. I mean, you learn different things and you uncover different things about yourself as you go down your journey, as you go down the road. And as I was just doing things, again, if you take action, trust me, you're gonna figure things out a lot faster. So I was talking with my mentor again, I mean, we have so many great talks and everything. And so again, get yourself a mentor, folks. Seriously, great idea. But we were talking and she was like, you're kind of blending in with everybody. And she was like, the image of a chameleon comes to mind, Megan. And I was like, oh, because I knew what she was talking about. I knew it. I knew that. I was like, oh yeah. Like I instantly knew I was a chameleon. And that I'd really I'm trying to think how we got onto that subject too. And I do remember now. So it's something that I've been aware of my whole life. I get along really well with people. I make friends pretty easily. That might sound really cocky, but it's true. I love people. And so I tend to really be able to get along with folks and kind of blend in to anything. I am able to really blend in with my environment. I am able to fit in just about anywhere. You can throw me into pretty much any environment and I'm going to hit the ground running. And it's not always going to be as Megan, though. It's going to be as probably who, I'm going to pretty much absorb my surrounding and just kind of start looking like that. And that can be a skill in a sense. It can be, I think there's always a positive, but there is a shadow side to that, that you're losing touch of yourself. And I had lost touch of myself over the years and was trying to, I wanted to be cool. I loved, when I was working for the DoD, it's like, ooh, cool, high tech spy or something, whatever, like blending into all these different, archetypes or whatever, all these different images that we have of, different things. And so and then in everyday life, I can kind of take on the identity of people I hang out with. And so, which kind of brings to mind why it's so important to be careful who you hang out with, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
But when you're a chameleon, it's so draining because you just you're not yourself. And it's so draining to not be yourself because you're putting energy into something you don't care about or things that you don't agree with. And there's been so many times where I just went along with what other people were saying, doing, and believing. And I was like, I don't really believe that, but I'm too darn afraid to say that I don't believe that, that I don't agree with that, or to say what I really do think. I'm afraid of what other people are going to do to me. And so I just was a chameleon. I would just absorb, become like them, and start to agree with them and just kind of go along with it. And it's painful. And so at the end of the day, I'd feel pretty bad because I was like, I'm investing so much energy into being things that I'm not.
Right.
When I really want to be putting into the world what I do think, because I know that I've got a wonderful message. I know I have wonderful talents and things to add to this world. And so, and we all do ultimately. But you can't do that until you're your authentic self, until you're really showing your true colors, literally. And so you can't be a chameleon. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now I tend to buck everything.
I love it.
I am the opposite. I am probably the peacock and proud of it, kind of thing. Whereas I'd be one of those ones you'd be afraid to come against with words because you'd be afraid that I was going to overpower, and that is what I am. I am a steamroller.
Not a bad thing. It's good to own it
Thank
too.
God there's, yeah, thank God there's mo both of our kinds in the world. But I think it's so important for people to realize, that they don't have to be a chameleon if they're not comfortable with that. Because I think we're kind of taught growing up, to color inside the lines, to think the way everybody else thinks, to do what everybody else does, that you're supposed to look a certain way, feel a certain way, react a certain way. So I think it's wonderful to bring up discussions like this and say, you know what? You don't have to. Not going to be good for you. It isn't what you should be doing, and you're going to feel so much better to just let those feathers ruffle in the wind. Whatever color they come out to be, that's what color they come out to be, and be proud of that.
I love it. It's true. True
So
colors.
I think that's awesome. I think so many children would grow up differently if we could get that message across, and I think we're starting to.
I think so. I think
Absolutely.
we're starting to, and I think that's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, and I completely agree with that, Deanna, because I feel like, there's so much going on in the world right now, right? I mean, this is for posterity right here, by the way. This is the time of COVID. This is like crazy 2020, the year 2020 when COVID happened, protests, all kinds of things. And I really,
Everything, yep.
yeah, everything, fires in Australia. I remember that kicked off the year, and fires in Utah recently, like all kinds of stuff. And so the thing is, though, what's funny is I've been feeling more hopeful, though, because I feel like there's so much shifting going on, and it's actually leading to some really good things. And I feel like the world is, it's kind of reaching fever pitch right now, but in a good way, because I think people do want change. We want things to be a positive. We want things to be positive. And so the more that we can all, share your voice and get out there and really be yourself, that's what's going to contribute to that beautiful change.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you 100%. So, we should end on that note because I'm sure we could go on all day long.
Oh yeah, and we don't want to take much more of your time. I was going to say I could talk all day, so I'm going to shut up now.
I really, truly appreciate you talking to us and giving us a little bit of your insight and hey, if we can take one person's mind and open it up, then we've done something good.
Awesome. I love it.
That's all it takes.
Well, thank you very much, Deanna. This was
Well,
awesome.
thank you. Maybe we'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.